I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Fierce fighting continues on Ukraine's Eastern Front. Eric with Unfolding Word says Ukrainian forces recaptured Kharkiv in May, but continual Russian bombings mean Bible translators can't return yet. When the Russian invasion began,
the main church body that was doing this work was located in the area of Kharkiv, and they were hunkered down in their homes while the bombing was taking place, and that had a considerable impact on the team. It's hard to work when bombs are falling on you, so they eventually dispersed, leaving to places that were less targeted.
Bilingual believers in Ukraine partner with Unfolding Word to do church-centric Bible translation. Using resources and tools in Russian, they translate God's word into minority languages that have no scripture. Please pray believers can find a safe way to reconnect and restart the project. And last year, Kenya saw the deaths of pregnant women increase 300% compared with 2020. Bruce Allen with FMI says this mostly represents girls aged 10 to 19.
Sometimes these young girls don't even understand what's happening to their bodies. In terms of menstruation, COVID has played havoc with the lifestyles of Kenyans, with school closures and things like that in recent years, which was where a lot of families relied on education for their kids regarding reproduction.
The major cities have some health clinics, but rural areas often lack these resources. Abortion isn't legal in Kenya, so many girls try to induce one themselves, often suffering serious injury or death. Many FMI church partners in Kenya provide education and health care for kids in Jesus' name. You can support them at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.